LiveWire with Ling Pang.
Hi, this is Ling Pang on LiveWire. I'm delighted to be joined by tenor Thomas Cameron on the show.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Really good, thank you. How are you? Thank you for this and your time.
I'm absolutely delighted to welcome you to LiveWire today. You started singing as a child and then you developed a lovely classical opera voice when you were still at school. Is that true?
Yeah, that's right. I kind of fell upon it, but by accident, really. So I always used to sing more pop stuff, you know, the stuff that you expect from a younger person to sing, you know, the stuff in the charts, things like that. But I had a new vocal coach that came along and she said, oh, it's so exciting to have somebody with this classical style voice. And I didn't know who she meant. I had no idea what she meant, but she did mean me. And apparently it was just there and I had a natural vibrato and just lent myself to that style of music. And do you know what? I absolutely love doing it. So I'm glad it all worked out like that, really.
You said you have a passion for performing. Does it include stage production and acting as well?
Definitely. That's where I started out. Yeah, I started out doing production. I did Joseph and Oliver and shows like that. I loved doing that. But I just really loved the singing part. I remember coming away from the show thinking, I loved the singing. And, you know, and I used to be terrible at learning lines as well, which used to put me off as well. But singing was just something, you know, when you get that feeling, you think, I just cannot let that go. I need to do that more and more and more. And that's what happened, really, with the singing. Fell in love with it and kind of took away the musicals, that the stage productions, but took away the songs from that rather than the whole productions. And now just tour those songs and record the songs from that and do my own interpretations of them, really. So, yeah, that's kind of how it all worked out.
When did your musical career actually take off? You know, you have toured the UK and Ireland and also 20 headline shows, including the Reading Minster, the Old Theatre Royal Bath and Stockbridge Church, Edinburgh. You feel that you're actually there now or you think you still got a lot more ambitions to go?
Definitely. Yeah, I think you can always grow. There's huge ambitions for me to tour more of the world. And just, you know, I always love to achieve more and more. So record with more people, record more music. And like you say, there's so many different places in the world that I'd love to visit. But I'm just really lucky to have obviously performed in some absolutely beautiful venues. And there's more to come this year as well. So there's always more to achieve. But I'm obviously very grateful for what I've done so far.
Also, your achievement also come with the Best Live Music Award for your performance at the festival as well. You know, all these achieved by you due to your fantastic voice, you know, because I had the ability to speak to many, many artists, you know, like yourself. And they say, I happen to have a voice that people love. Do you believe in that?
I think so. Yeah, I think everybody loves so many different styles of music, different voices, don't they? So I think because a lot of people really put a lot of pressure on themselves, don't they, on their voice and say it has to be like this or people aren't going to like this voice or I need to do this with my voice. But do you know what? I think if you're producing a sound, you're singing and it's what people like, then that's the most important thing, isn't it? And the fact that people enjoy it, that's what's important to me, is that people enjoy what I do. So I'm happy. I'm going to go with it and I'm going to keep doing it.
Lovely. In 2019, not that long ago, you have a successful global release of your debut album called The Voice of Thomas Cameron, and it was well received all over the world. That's excellent.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. And of course, because it was a debut album, to think, oh my goodness, people are listening all over the world. I think it went to like 12 or 13 different countries, and to receive feedback from, you know, social media or even people sending letters and lovely comments about the album from across the world, just was absolutely incredible to think this is my first piece of work and people are receiving it like that and being so supportive. And it gave me such a big drive to obviously push forward and go, look, do you know what? This is amazing. People seem to enjoy what I'm doing. I'm loving it. I'm really grateful. I'm going to do more of it. And it really encouraged me.
Your single, Nothing Lasts Forever, is absolutely beautiful. And that is with Pat Fagan, isn't it? And they also went straight to number one. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, definitely. So Pat Fagan's an amazing. I met him when I was in Dublin on tour. He's an amazing classical guitarist and he's a lovely guy and we got on really well. And I remember he gave me a CD and said, take this home with you back to the UK. Take this home. Have a listen to my song. So I went back with the CD. I put it on. Fell in love with his songwriting. And he said, you know, I'd love to do a song for you. I'd love you to sing one of my tunes. And that's what happened with Nothing Lasts Forever. I fell in love with that song, took it into the studio and did it with him. And the reaction was incredible because obviously an original song, it came after a few covers of big songs from Les Mis and Phantom and stuff like that, but this was an original from Pat and the reaction was fantastic and it, like you say, it went to the top of the Broadway Amazon chart and it was there for weeks and weeks and weeks. It was incredible, the reaction for that.
I wish you all the very best in your singing career. Now we talk about an important project which you're personally involved. It's called the Rock Project, Exeter and Torbay. How did that start?
Yes, so I've always been really passionate about young people getting into music. That's been almost on par of how passionate I am about my singing. I just love seeing young people starting to learn an instrument or starting to perform, because it just gives them that kind of, you know, that drive, and it gives them, like I like to say, it's like a superpower almost. You know, they've got something not everybody has, and if perhaps they struggle academically or they struggle socially, whatever it may be, because, you know, there's a lot of things that go on for young people nowadays. It's tricky, isn't it? And so, but to have something like an instrument they can play, or to be able to sing, it's like a voice that they have, which I absolutely love, and that's something I've always wanted to do. So it came about 3 years ago that I opened the first school. So it's for children to learn sort of rock and pop music with a great team of tutors that I have in Exeter, and then it grew to Plymouth, and then it moved to Torbay as well, and then we're heading to North Devon as well. So we're well over 300 students now, with 300 children learning how to play music and to perform. They're on stage, you know, most weekends.
Can you tell me about a song that you wish me to play from the students?
Absolutely, yes. So this is from a guy who's one of our oldest kind of people that we work with. So he's 18, and I look after him. I manage his music and go all around the country doing gigs with him and getting him booked into these places, and it's lovely. And he's an incredible songwriter. He's called Adam Hinks, and he's a really, really good songwriter. And I just thought it'd be perfect to kind of play this song, give it a first play. It's called Alive, and it's one of his amazing tracks he's written, and there's one of many that are going to be coming, and you can see him all over playing, and he's going to be in lots of places. Watch this space.
This uptown world, where we grow up and we get in, told that we're the same, and we've got to find our way, a way through this little big life with those little white lies. I've been saying that I'm not quite old enough to understand how the world turns or how it works, but we've got to find our way, a way in this little big life with those little white lies. Cause I've been spending way too long thinking that I'm too insecure about how we go through life. Well, now I'm here and I'm still breathing, best believing that I'm still alive. I'm still alive. Well, now I'm here and I'm still breathing, best believing that I'm still alive. The pain it comes with the good times and the bad. You know we'll laugh, but other times you know that we'll get mad. And that's not a shame to have, cause there are many people like you who feel that shit too. And I've been saying that I'm not quite old enough to understand how the world turns or how it works, but we've got to find our way, a way in this little big life with those little white lies. Cause I've been spending way too long thinking that I'm too insecure about how we go through life. Well, now I'm here and I'm still breathing, best believing that I'm still alive. I'm still alive. Well, now I'm here and I'm still breathing, best believing that I'm still alive.
The project is started by yourself. That's fantastic, because you have a passion of teaching. Do you get physically involved in the teaching side?
Definitely, yes. I love to be involved. I always get involved with the singing when I can, because I absolutely love that part of it. And it's just nice to be there and see the children learning and progressing. And it's always, if I'm not at somewhere, say it's one of the sessions in Plymouth or Torbay, if I'm not there every week, if I just pop in to see them, to see the progression from the last time I've been there, to think, wow, look at you, you know, you're super confident, you're leading the band, you're doing this, or the guitarist is doing this solo, which, you know, they only picked up the guitar the last time I'd seen them. It's amazing, it really is. So I'm always involved as much as possible, because it's you can't beat the feeling of seeing those children learn like that.
But you mentioned musical instruments as well, because you are a singer. Do you also play musical instruments?
Yes, yeah, I do. I started out on the piano actually a long time ago before I did any singing. That's where it kind of started. And then when I started to sing, I started to get booked for lots of concerts and gigs and things like that. And I had to learn the guitar, really. I say I had to. It's not a terrible thing to do at all. It was a lovely thing to have to do. But yeah, I went to do guitar then because it meant that I could accompany myself and do more shows. And then I've always played lots of different instruments. I did a bit of drums and things like that. But it's always come back to singing. That's my thing. Love singing. It gives me the best feeling.
You also mentioned Ireland as well. So it's not just located in Devon. So it's sort of a project that's gradually expanding, do you think, over the UK?
Definitely. Yes. Yeah. So it is, it's something that I want to grow. We've got so many plans. And it means that not maybe that they learn down in Devon, but a lot of the bands are starting to tour and go to different places all over the country as well, which is really nice. So, you've got a band full of 12-year-olds that are suddenly at the weekend, they played in the Cotswolds, which is like 3 hours away from their home at a festival, which is just the most incredible experience at 12 years old. So you just can't beat seeing that, and they're thinking, wow, I've actually got in a car and driven 3 hours and people are here to watch me and listen to me perform. And it's great for them. I mean, what a great confidence builder as well, isn't it?
It's after school class, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. So it's all after school. We run most days of the week across Devon. So it's kind of whatever time you finish school, we come on over and we start at different times depending on whereabouts it is.
Thomas, who funded these projects?
So it's all me. So it's all me that's funded the projects to open. Yeah, so I opened it all. And then there's a fee for people to join to be able to pay, but to initially open it. That was me, and it's all provided. So all the instruments are there for them as well, which is great. So the guitars are there, drums are there, all the equipment they need, the speakers, microphones, so they can just come along. They don't have to invest into an instrument. We can provide that for them, so it's all there.
Because you perform, you travel everywhere. So how do you divide your time for yourself and for the projects?
Yeah, that's such a good question because that's something that I ask myself every day, really. Like, how am I going to divide this time? But I think I've got an amazing team as well. So I've got myself who does a lot of it, but I've got amazing admin lady called Jenny who helps out and does a lot of stuff for me as well. So there's such a big team of us that help each other, and all the tutors all chip in to help as well. There's a team of about 30 of us doing the rock project stuff now, which is brilliant. And then it's just finding the time. We run in term time, so that works quite well. So during like school holiday times in the summer, I'll hop on a plane somewhere and go and do a tour, and then I can come back before the term starts again and stuff like that. So I'm getting the hang of it slowly, but it gets harder and harder as obviously both of them get busier and busier.
But you can delegate other people to help you, surely, in the teaching
Absolutely,
side.
yes. Yeah, and that's lovely because there's a lot of tutors that have been with me from the very start when we opened it, and they know it as well as I do, and they're fantastic. So I know that those guys will completely run it when I'm away as well.
Do they do different genres of music,
Yeah,
the
they do. Yeah,
children?
so we kind of call it the rock project, but we do a lot of classic rock songs, more modern rock. We do a lot of pop songs and stuff like that as well. So yeah, we do a lot of acoustic stuff. So we kind of go between lots of different genres because I think we find it really important that it's for the children to see loads of different styles as well. So it's not just this is the only genre and you'll only play this, because a lot of children will think
Oh, do you know what this reminds me of? The film The School of Rock by
Yes.
was it Jack Black?
Jack Black. Yeah, that's it.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, I have definitely. Yeah, it's a bit like that, isn't it? It's very similar, and the approach to it, the fun approach is very similar as well, because we're all about just having fun and having a go and learning music.
And let's hope that this project will run, influence all the schools over the country if they could set that up as well. And that would benefit enormously to children, because a lot of children sometimes feeling a little bit lost in society, I believe.
Yes.
And this is something that they can engage in or look forward to. Not just music, or maybe even sports in a similar way, I would believe, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Definitely. I think it's important for them to have a purpose as well, isn't it? Somewhere to go after school and to meet like-minded people and express themselves, and do what they love.
Tell me about yourself, and how do people find out more about yourself, your future tours, and how to get hold of your music?
Absolutely. Yes. So thomascameron.com, thomascamerontenor.com rather is the website. So you can find out tickets and the tours and new music and lots of information. Find out more about me on there and social media as well. So I'm really active on there. If you go on Thomas Cameron Singer on Instagram, Thomas Cameron Tenor on Facebook, you can find all of that on there. And of course, my music is just in all the usual places. So Spotify and Apple Music and Amazon, all of those kind of places. So there's lots to be found on there. And you can also find out about The Rock Project and things like that via that as well. Or you can just look at therockproject.com to find out more if you're interested in that. Appreciate your time and stay in touch. Hopefully see you soon.
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.